You are Locked On Balls, your daily podcast on the Tennessee Volunteers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome in to Locked On Balls, your team every day. My name is Josh Ward. Thank you for being here on today's show. Today's show comes with good news. It has not been a week filled with good news, for sure, with the way things started on Monday and some of the developments since then with players entering the transfer portal. But on Thursday, Tennessee found its new athletics director. Tennessee hired Danny White from UCF. He's one of the most respected ADs in the country. It's official. He will be introduced on Friday afternoon by Tennessee Chancellor Donnie Plowman. Tennessee moved quickly. We're going to get some information coming up in just a moment. Ryan Bass knows the UCF athletic department, program, and school very well. He's going to fill us in on what we should know about Danny White, Tennessee's new AD, coming up in just a moment. And I'll go through some of the information you might need to know about Tennessee's hiring process. Tennessee moved very quickly. Contracts done. He's going to be making a ton of money. This is not a cheap move by Tennessee, but that was part of the plan. Go spend money. Go send a message that Tennessee is very serious about what it's trying to get done with Tennessee athletics after moving on from Jeremy Pruitt and Philip Fulmer. So the Danny White era is about to begin, and my guess is that he's going to go find a new football coach as quickly as he can. He said as much in his statement when it was announced by Tennessee on Thursday. So I want to welcome to the show now Ryan Bass, who is the main anchor at 10 Tampa Bay. He's an alum of UCF and covered UCF for 247sports.com. Ryan, I really appreciate the time. I know you had an interesting reaction. What'd you think when you saw the news on Thursday that Danny White was hired to be Tennessee's athletic director?
I mean, if interesting is like an alumni meltdown, I guess so. I mean, the entire UCF fan base, I wouldn't say we didn't see this coming, but I don't know if we saw it coming at this point, because Danny White is synonymous with UCF success. And, you know, he was brought in here to raise our recognition to a national power. And I think he did that, you know, quite perfectly. And, you know, the minute he on the field of the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, during the Peach Bowl, proclaimed us as national champions, I think that took our brand to another level. And, you know, that's a small microcosm of what Danny White meant to UCF success. But, you know, I've kind of been analyzing, you know, his reign at UCF throughout the day today. And, you know, not only is he, you know, does he have quite the mind for talent as far as hires are concerned, but he's charismatic. He is, you know, he has this insatiable appetite for, you know, winning. He's very good with donors and with trustees, and he's incredible when it comes to raising funds for the university. And, you know, Danny White was always in my opinion, a top 10 athletic director in the country, but at a Power Five school. And I was hoping at least for a little bit more time that he'd fly under the radar, but unfortunately, I think there'd been some of those Power Five programs that were sniffing around at Danny. And, you know, look, I'm happy for him. I mean, it couldn't have happened to a better guy, and he's deserving. But there's no doubt in my mind that he's going to turn Tennessee into one of the more premier programs in the country, because that's how Danny operates. And it happened at UCF, and it's definitely going to happen in Knoxville.
Yeah, and I was going to ask, what were maybe the strengths, or what stood out about why he was able to be so successful at UCF? Part of the answer maybe sounds like that he understands all the different jobs that come with that position of being an athletic director.
You know, I think what a lot of people don't understand as a director of athletics is, you know, you're not just responsible for hiring coaches. You're a liaison to the university. You're a representative of the alumni. You are, you know, a person that people look up to, that they respect, that they hope is a bridge to success for your program. And, you know, it wasn't just through the hires he made. I mean, Josh, you know, Scott Frost, obviously 2 years undefeated season, national championship. I'm sure some of your listeners will laugh at that, but an undefeated national championship at UCF, but also the hiring of Josh Heupel to replace Scott, and, you know, Johnny Dawkins at UCF for our basketball program, who was able to make, you know, an NCAA men's basketball tournament appearance and almost upset Duke last year. You know, it seems that he's always hit the right notes that he's been at UCF. And from a fundraising perspective, you know, UCF raised more than $35.5 million in gift commitments in the 2019-2020 season. And I would say, you know, a lot of that is directly correlated to Danny and his confidence, his bravado, his, you know, charisma. You know, he was able to talk to, you know, a corner of UCF and the donors. Look, we're the second largest, if not now, the first, you know, the largest university in the country. I mean, UCF has a very large alumni base. It has a huge fan base. It's way more deserving than a Power Five, you know, mantra. I mean, they are, and we are, a very large university. And so I think Danny was able to tap into that, and he was able to see it. And I really am excited to see what he's able to do in Knoxville, because with a program like the University of Tennessee, you know, obviously the sky's the limit, and Danny knows how to work it. And I'm sure that he's going to be successful there in Knoxville.
Well, you mentioned the national championship thing. I actually saw some Tennessee fans during the day say, finally, we hired a national championship winning athletic director. So I think some Tennessee fans have embraced it. Tell me if I'm wrong here, but I actually see some similarities, as you mentioned the UCF alumni and fan base that comes with it. The Tennessee fan base is obviously a large one that is widespread. And I think there's actually some UCF Twitter and Vol Twitter maybe comparisons that you could come up with. So maybe that's something that Danny White would recognize as he's taking the job at Tennessee.
Well, there's no doubt that UCF is a very passionate, and incredibly proud fan base. I mean, there's a, you know, the hashtag UCF Twitter Mafia. I mean, it is true. I mean, there is a, you know, if you ask any of our national sports writers across the country what the most rabid fan base is on Twitter, I would venture to guess UCF's among one of the top.
I mean, I hear them complain about you all the time.
Oh, especially in the SEC ranks. I mean, yeah. Look, we filled Auburn's mentions with a lot of you know, a couple of years ago when we won the, you know, the Peach Bowl. And so, you know, I think Danny understands, you know, what a passionate fan base looks like. And it's funny, one of my best friends, Robbie, who's an alumni of UCF, but his parents went to the University of Tennessee. I would venture to guess he's the only UCF alum that's happy today, because he's a Vol fan who understands, you know, the pride that comes with Danny White, but also knowing the kind of hire this is for the university. And I mean it with the utmost, you know, respect. Danny went from, in my opinion, you know, a Power Five program to another Power Five program. I think UCF is on the cusp of becoming one of the elite programs in the country. And I still don't understand why they haven't gotten a Power Five invitation to this point. They deserve it. I think they're going to get it at some point during the next round of realignment. But I think Tennessee fans are going to be very, very happy with their new director of athletics. And when you hear him talk, you know, it's funny. I was in the press conference with the American Athletic Championship game when Scott Frost had won it, you know, over Tulsa, and we were going to the Peach Bowl, and it was known throughout the game. It actually broke during the broadcast that Frost was going to be the head coach at the University of Nebraska. And you could sense, you know, Danny obviously knew, and I think there was a conversation that had gone on prior to the game, but you could sense just the level of respect that Danny had for Scott, for the university, for what had transpired throughout the game. And there was this level of just understanding, but also this sort of mantra of, you know what, we're going to be okay. You know, yes, we're losing our head coach, and we're losing a guy who in two seasons led us to an undefeated season. At that point, it was obviously 11-0, but I think there was an understanding that this university is bigger than any coach. And Danny has that kind of bravado that he brings with him. And so I think, you know, Vol fans are going to be very happy with the hire that's made. I'm certainly very jealous, but, you know, as somebody who has been a huge supporter of this university, as someone who's covered this program for, you know, over a decade, I know what Danny brings to the table. He's no doubt the best athletic director that UCF's ever had in its tenure. And he's going to bring that same success and that same resume to Tennessee with him. And I'm excited to watch from afar what's going to happen in Knoxville.
Yep, that's great. Ryan, last thing, I'll get you out of here. Just if you have anything to add to it, as you mentioned with the coaching hires that he's made there, he obviously has one to make now at Tennessee with the football coaching position, which Danny's already acknowledged in a statement saying priority number one, go find a football coach. Any thoughts there as to why he was so successful or what he might consider as he's looking for a coach now as he's trying to fill that position at Tennessee?
You know, if there's any experience that I can share, when I was at 24/7 Sports, you know, I was covering intently the process for, you know, a coaching search back when it was in December of 2016 into 2017, when Scott Bross was eventually hired. And, you know, there were so many coaches that were out there. There were so many rumors that were out there. Kevin Sumlin was actually the name that I was told by a source that was going to get hired by UCF, and negotiations broke down in the last minute. And, you know, Scott was the guy that they pivoted to. Obviously, it worked out very well. But my piece of advice to Vol fans would be, you know, whoever you think the hire is going to be, think bigger. Because Danny kind of led everyone to believe that it was going to be Kevin. And in reality, it was somebody bigger. It was somebody better. You know, it was a choice that I don't think a lot of UCF fans had on their radar at the time. You know, the offensive coordinator at the University of Oregon and Scott Frost. But, you know, in my opinion, in covering Danny and knowing him and getting a chance to talk to him, you know, privately and publicly on a number of occasions, he's somebody that will put a lot of thought into this process. He's somebody who will do his due diligence in interviewing a number of candidates. And he's somebody who will make sure that he hires not just the best candidate, but who he believes is going to be the best person to fill that role and to lead, you know, the University of Tennessee and into a place they haven't been in 2 decades, which is relevance, right? I mean, I know there's some talk about Peyton Manning being a part of the hiring process, whether that was for the coaching job or the athletic director position. You know, I believe tonight Peyton Manning is smiling, because if you read anything about Danny, you're confident that he's the guy and he's the person that you want leading your, not only your football program, but your athletic department as a whole.
Yeah, Tennessee fans will probably like hearing that as well. He's Ryan Bass, main anchor with 10 Tampa Bay, and as you heard him say, graduated from UCF, covered UCF as well. Great information, Ryan. I really appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thank you for having me on, and you know, I'll be, again, cheering from afar and wishing Danny White luck there in Knoxville at the University of Tennessee. And UCF fans certainly will be watching on Saturdays to see what happens in Knoxville, that's for sure.
Am I going to see Tennessee fan added to the Twitter bio?
I don't know about that. I don't know if I'll have Rocky Top, but I will say for my buddy Robbie, who loves Tennessee through and through, I'll be cheering for him for sure.
There you go. Ryan, thank you so much.
Thank you.
How good was Ryan there? I really appreciate him taking some time and giving us all that information. And as you can tell, he is a big believer in Danny White as an AD and very complimentary there of who Tennessee just hired. That's Tennessee's new athletic director, Danny White. I'm going to give you a little bit more information on Tennessee's new AD coming to town. He'll be introduced by Tennessee on Friday, and he has already said he's going after a new head coach to replace Jeremy Pruitt. That's the next big step. That's his first big step at Tennessee. We'll discuss coming up next here on Locked On Vols. The show's here 5 days a week, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. And today's show is presented by betonline.ag, which, by the way, has odds available on Tennessee's next football coach. Plus 250 odds go to Kevin Steele. He is the favorite. I don't like those odds. I'll tell you why coming up in the next segment. Gus Malzahn is plus 300. Billy Napier's plus 400. Other notable names, Jamie Chadwell plus 500. Hugh Freeze plus 600. I'd probably rule that one out. Lane Kiffin. So many fans are choosing Lane Kiffin, plus 1,000. You go to betonline.ag, and you can find prop bets like that. You can find odds on the championship games, prop bets for this weekend coming up. They have all different sports for you to bet on, from the NFL to college basketball to the NBA. Hockey has started up now. BetOnline.ag is your source. You can go there and get signed up. And when you do, make sure you use promo code LOCKEDON. That's one word, for your 50% welcome bonus. You go to the website, BetOnline.ag. Mobile works great as well. BetOnline.ag. Use promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Don't forget to check out Locked On Bets. It's available 5 days a week, and it gets you ready every day with what's going on in the sports world. Highly recommend it. Locked On Bets, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm going to talk to Grant Ramey in the next segment about Tennessee basketball, what happened earlier this week, and Tennessee getting ready for Missouri on Saturday. That's coming up in the next segment. But some more information for you on Tennessee's hire of Danny White, who we just talked about in the last segment. He'll be introduced on Friday. Tennessee will release more information about his contract, but we do know that he will be paid $1.8 million with an annual increase of 5%. His contract will include performance bonuses up to $300,000. That will be for athletic and academic achievement. Tennessee also paid the $2.5 million buyout to UCF to get Danny White out of his contract. And remember, Tennessee is going to be paying Philip Fulmer $1.35 million over the next 3 years. So this was not a cheap move by Tennessee, but Donnie Plowman spoke to KnoxNews.com and said, hey, we needed to go spend money. We wanted to send a message about what we are doing here, that we are going to value athletics. And Tennessee knew that if it wanted to go get somebody who has proven that he can run an athletic department at a high level, that was not going to come cheap, and it did not for Danny White. And, of course, the results are going to determine if it's worth it. But going in, it looks to me like it's a move that's worth it. I mean, it says something about college athletics that this is where the dollar figures are, but that's where the dollar figures are, and that's the business that Tennessee's in now. So Danny White is Tennessee's new athletic director, and my immediate thought almost on Thursday when he was announced was, I think this really lowers the chance that Kevin Steele is going to be Tennessee's head coach in 2021. He could be, but my guess is that Danny White's going to go find another coach. There's a reason that he mentioned finding a coach in the statement, in my opinion, when the announcement was made on Thursday. And Ryan Bass in the last segment was just talking about Danny's ability to go find a coach, and he's proven that he can hire coaches at Buffalo, at UCF, and I think this puts Tennessee in a position where it will be listened to by more coaches. The Tennessee football job is already a good job. It does come with challenges right now because of what's gone on the last few years and even beyond that, but also because of the NCAA situation and the state of the roster. But with Danny White being there, being an athletic director, a boss that coaches, I think, would trust, that should get Tennessee in the door with more coaches that will listen. The timing is still not ideal, so we'll see how this plays out. But my immediate thought was, well, it's now probably less likely that Kevin Steele becomes the coach. There are a lot of names that have already been thrown out. Some of them are the same. Lane Kiffin is a popular name I mentioned a moment ago among Tennessee fans, but there will be a number of names. Jamie Chadwell at Coastal Carolina has been a popular name that Tennessee fans have thrown out. Let's see if any other names, though, emerge here in the next 24 hours or so now that Danny White is the AD and he is searching for a new coach. But I'll just continue to say it's good news for Tennessee. Tennessee got an AD, somebody who knows what he's doing, and I think has an idea of what he's getting himself into at Tennessee. The AD job at Tennessee is a really good one. He's obviously going to make a ton of money, but there is a lot that you have to manage, and his experience and his connections in the industry really matter. And having somebody that is so well-respected is, to me, really important for Tennessee, and it is a complete 180 from the direction that Tennessee was going with Philip Fulmer and with Jeremy Pruitt as the head coach. We'll see who Danny White hires, but Donnie Plowman made it pretty clear this week that they wanted to go with somebody who has experience for a reason. They wanted somebody who had proven that he could be an athletic director, not someone who was trying to show that he can be an AD, and they want the same thing with the head coaching position. So Tennessee's going to go find a head coach, somebody who's been one. At least that's how I would think it would go. The hires that Danny White made at UCF were coordinators, Scott Frost and Josh Heupel, before they became head coaches there. I'll point that out, and we'll see where Tennessee goes. But it was good news for Tennessee, a week that was very frustrating for Tennessee fans, I think, with the way things went on Monday, and I was critical on the show of some of the things from the press conference, but I also, to this point, have been impressed overall with what Donnie Plowman has done. And again, this was a very costly move, and I know there are going to be some fans who are not happy with the way that some of the money's been spent. Totally get that. And we'll see how things play out with Jeremy Pruitt, because while right now Tennessee's not planning to pay him, Jeremy Pruitt is planning to fight for his money. So that is a story to be determined. But it was good news on Thursday to me that Tennessee hired Danny White, and now you have somebody that you can trust, knows what he's doing, running the athletic department. A new era has begun, and he will officially be introduced on Friday afternoon as Tennessee's AD. Coming up on Saturday, Tennessee's basketball team will get back to action against Missouri. I'm going to talk about what happened on Tuesday against Florida and Tennessee's game coming up this weekend with Grant Ramey of GoVols247.com. That's coming up in the final segment of Locked On Vols here on the Locked On Podcast Network. I want to welcome to the show Grant Ramey, who's covering Tennessee basketball, Tennessee athletics at GoVols247.com. Grant, thank you for the time as always. The basketball game at Florida did not go well at all on Tuesday. Rick Barnes is very unhappy afterward, but having seen the game, having heard from Rick Barnes and multiple coaches now, I guess, and players, thoughts, what stood out and what they had to say about what happened on Tuesday?
That they're very, very upset. They're just as upset as anybody with the way they performed. And I think surprised that, you know, there wasn't that intensity. There wasn't that level of execution. There wasn't really that level of effort that matched what Florida was able to do. Florida, that's a team that struggled. They had lost 3 or 4 going into that game. They're coming off at Mississippi State. Tennessee's obviously played pretty well since losing to Alabama a couple of weeks ago. So to go down there and to lose the way they it's very surprising. Tennessee's kind of had Florida's number the last few years. I think they'd won 5 in a row going back to maybe Rick's first or second year at Tennessee. They seemed like they had Mike White's number. So for them to go down there and just not show up, very surprising. But at the same time, what's the common factor between that loss to Alabama and Florida? They didn't have Jaden Springer. And when he's not on the floor, or when he's not in that rotation, they just look like a different team. They don't attack. They don't have the same efficiency. Offense, they don't have the same assist numbers, so maybe it starts a common thread.
Yeah, that's been one of my thoughts over the last few days is the Jaden Springer aspect. What do you think there is? The latest word is that he's day-to-day, but in terms of his role and his importance, did we learn something, you think, this week seeing that again?
I think so. I think he's probably the most attacking mind player they have on the offensive end, and he doesn't only just create for himself. He creates for so many other people. He's their leading assist guy in SEC. He had 14 assists over his last 3 games, seeing the Florida game Tuesday night. So not only can he create for himself at all 3 levels, but he also can drive to the front or drive to the middle of the paint and really set stuff up for his other teammates. I think we saw that at Texas A&M. I think we saw that against Arkansas a couple of weeks ago. So I don't know when he'll be back. I don't know if I would rush him back because, you know, he came back immediately after injuring himself the first time against Alabama and against Arkansas. It didn't look like himself the way he was jumping. He kind of looked hesitant, but he came back and played. And then Vanderbilt in the second half, it looked like he had hurt it just as badly as he did against Alabama, and he was right back in the game a few minutes later. So he has future in mind. You need him later in the season more than you need him right now.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Now, I do sense accountability, which you would expect with the Rick Barnes team, but they've not shied away from what happened. So with that, I expect them to bounce back and be better with, you know, their effort and things that have been talked about the last couple of days. Am I right there? What do you think? How do you think Tennessee will respond starting Saturday against Missouri?
Yeah, I would be surprised if they don't respond. They have some opportunities coming up. They got 3 straight home games, Saturday, Mississippi State, Tuesday, and then that big one against Kansas next Saturday in the Big 12 SEC Challenge. So maybe being at home helps them. But, yeah, they got to respond. I mean, they're going to challenge leadership like they've already done. They're going to challenge roles like they've already done. I think they're going to mix up, you know, the rotation, the starting lineup, whatever. But they're going to have to find some leaders. John Fulkerson, Eve Pons, they're quiet guys by nature. They're not real kind of gung-ho, rally-the-troops kind of guys. But they're going to have to find that because they need that. Josiah Jordan-James, he's only a sophomore, but it feels like this is kind of his team based on experience, talent, kind of everything he's put on him. So he's going to have to step up and be a leader. They're going to have to find because they can't have nights where they just don't show up like they did against Florida.
Yeah, and shooting will continue to be a question, right? Victor Bailey Jr., of course, had a terrible night shooting the basketball, but he wasn't the only one that was off with this shot.
No, they're going to have to address the 3-point shooting in a big way because, I mean, you want to space the floor in basketball. You don't want teams to pack the paint and put a bunch of bodies between you and the rim. So you can't have a night where Victor Bailey goes 1-for-12 and 0-for-6 from the 3-point line. And, I mean, you can go down the box score from Florida 2-for-8, 2-for-7, stuff like that from different players. John Fulkerson is really the only one who hit, you know, more than 2 or 3 shots in that game. So, yeah, if they're going to have success and if they're going to have to be more efficient, and the shot-making offense is going to have to happen.
Hey, what do you think about this Missouri game specifically? Granted, it's the second time these two teams have played, of course, with that SEC opener that looked so easy for Tennessee. I know Tennessee is expecting it to not be quite as easy this weekend. What do you think?
No, I don't think it's ever easy when you face another team for a second time, especially if you think back to that Missouri game. Tennessee went there and really, I think they jumped out to like a 20-4 lead and never really looked back. They're in control of that game for all 40 minutes. So you'd expect Missouri to be a pretty motivated basketball team, especially if they're looking at what Tennessee did against Florida on Tuesday night and looking to see where they can take advantage of. They're always a tough basketball team. They're always a tough defensive team under Konzo Martin, and they're going to rebound. So Tennessee's going to get challenged on stuff that, you know, a bunch of tests that they failed in Gainesville. They're going to pass those tests Saturday in Knoxville.
Yeah, maybe a good kind of opponent for Tennessee to play because of these issues that we've talked about. Here's your chance to show against a physical team, against a team that can rebound. Jeremiah Tillman's a big body around the basket, so this will provide an opportunity, right, for Tennessee to show if it's going to respond to what Rick Barnes was unhappy with?
Yeah, it's a really good test because these are the things that this team is going to have to do. These are, you know, they can be elite defensively, and they can be efficient on the offensive end. We see, if you go back to that Missouri game in Columbia, that was probably their most efficient offensive outing of the season. They looked great on both ends of the floor. That game, they're going to have to be that closer to that team moving forward if they're going to have the type of success they want to have. They can't get beat on the offensive glass like they did in the first half against Florida. They can't get off to, if they're going to be a tournament team that you know, goes a long way in the tournament, staying power, they're going to have to improve on some of these weaknesses that have shown up over the last couple of weeks.
Read his coverage at govols247.com. Find him on Twitter at Grant Ramey. It's a busy time with Tennessee Athletics, so they have you covered on basketball, football, and everything else going on. Hey, Grant, thank you for the time as always. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Josh.
And it will be an 8:30 p.m. tip-off on Saturday, 8:30 Eastern time, Tennessee at home against Missouri. So it'll be a later game on Saturday night, and that game will be on the SEC Network. The Lady Vols made a good run at UConn on Thursday night, but fell short. UConn won 67-61 in the We Back Pat game at Thompson Bowling Arena. So a close game, but a disappointing finish for the Lady Vols. But this week, again, has been a challenging one for Tennessee fans, a frustrating week, and there's been a lot going on. There's still a lot to be figured out with the roster, obviously the coaching search, and we'll see whatever else develops. But I'll continue to say, really good news for Tennessee to hire Danny White, a guy that is more than qualified to take the athletic director job at Tennessee. You'll hear from him on Friday. I'll have some comments from him. We'll have more reaction on Monday's show, Locked On Vols. I appreciate you being here today. Thanks to everybody who's been checking out the show this week. Welcome new listeners, as Locked On Vols is a daily show, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, covering what's going on with Tennessee. I hope you have a great weekend. Thank you again for hanging out, and I'll see you on Monday on Locked On Vols.